Rapid fire. Membership. World's oldest barber predates American Legion. Few living people can remember a world without the American Legion. Anthony Mancinelli is one of them. A Legionnaire from Post 1796 in New Windsor, New York, Mancinelli celebrated his 8th birthday almost 2 weeks before the organization's founding in Paris, more than a century ago. Born on March 2, 1911, near Naples, Italy, Mancinelli lived in Europe during the Great War and moved to the United States in 1919. Today, the 108-year-old is not only healthy, but he continues to work full-time as a barber at Fantastic Cuts in New Windsor. Mancinelli is currently recognized as the world's oldest working barber by Guinness World Records. He most likely is the world's most experienced as well, giving his first haircut when Warren G. Harding lived in the White House 97 years ago. "I first cut hair when I was 11. By 12, I was a full-fledged barber," he says. During World War II, Mancinelli worked as a company barber and supply technician. "The Army drafted me in 1944 and stationed me at Fort Lewis, Washington. I was ready to go overseas, but they said, 'You're not going with us. You're the only married person, and you have 2 children, recalls Mancinelli, who was 33 at the time. "In 45, the war was over, and they sent me home." When he owned his own barbershop in Newburgh, New York, he built a loyal customer base that continues to seek his services. "He gave the best haircut," said Ed Schlabaum, a customer of Mancinelli for 40 years. "He talks to you and makes you feel comfortable while you're getting a haircut. In a short period of time, you're finished and out the door." Bobby Mancinelli, 82, has been driving his father to his daily shifts at the salon since he stopped driving last December. He said, "My license is still good until 2021. I said, "Whose car are you going to drive? You don't have insurance. You don't have a car," he recalls, half admiringly and half incredulous. The older Mancinelli credits clean living and a strong work ethic for his longevity. "I never thought I'd reach this age, to tell you the truth. People say, 'You're 108, and you still work?' I like to work. If I stayed home, I'd get old fast." Tracy Lanthier, commander of Post 1796, enjoys having the world's oldest barber as a member. The Post threw Mancinelli a birthday party when he turned 108 and named him Grand Marshal for the local Memorial Day parade. Mancinelli is not the Post's only World War II veteran, though. "I have one World War II veteran who is 96 and one who's 93, Lanthier says. "They're the young ones." Bobby, who served as Post 1796 commander 9 times, believes his father's slender build is partly responsible for his long life. "My father jokes that he stays thin because he eats thin spaghetti. My mother passed away 15 years ago. He said, 'I have to be working. I can't just sit around.'" Thanks to recent media attention, the world is finally seeing the man Bobby has known and admired his entire life. "He's a great man, but he's tough," he says of his father, "and stubborn and independent. He never took a pill in his entire life." As for Mancinelli's army superiors who kept him stateside during the war, Mancinelli can no longer ask them if his advanced age at the time played a factor. "They've been dead for years." John Rotter. Watch a video feature about Mancinelli. Legion.org/LegionTV. Caption: Anthony Mancinelli, the world's oldest barber, cuts hair at Fantastic Cuts in New Windsor, New York. A World War II Army veteran and life member of Post 1796 in New Windsor, Mancinelli is older than the Legion itself. "To the men who sit behind me and to the boys who rest in the field before me, your example will never, ever grow old. Your legend will never tire. Your spirit, brave, unyielding, and true, will never die." U.S. President Trump, whose remarks on the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion honored the fallen and paid tribute to survivors. Captions: 1. President Trump delivers a televised address to the world at Normandy American Cemetery on June 6th. 2. American Legion National Commander Brett Rystad and other dignitaries pay their respects to the fallen near Lafayette Bridge. 3. Vintage C-47s take to the skies above Normandy. End of captions. Technology. Ransomware's costly toll. An estimated 2 million cyber attacks targeting municipalities and businesses with ransomware in 2018 cost $45 billion in losses worldwide, France 24 reports, citing a study conducted by the Internet Society's Online Trust Alliance. In addition, hackers exposed 5 billion personal data records. Atlanta and Baltimore were two of the municipalities forced to rebuild their networks after ransomware attacks last year, while a hacking of India's national database exposed 1.1 billion records and a 2018 cyber attack targeting Marriott Starwood hotels exposed the personal data of 383 million people. Worryingly, France 24 notes that the report's estimates are conservative because many attacks go unreported. National security. Congress, FBI, watching PRC-funded institutes. A bipartisan report issued by the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations warns that China has funded and launched government-run centers on more than 100 U.S. college campuses. As NBC reports, these Confucius Institutes, as Beijing labels them, have received $158 million from the Chinese government and aim to spread Chinese influence. China's government controls nearly every aspect of the institutes, according to the report. The institutes started appearing in the United States in the early 2000s. The roughly 110 institutes that now exist in 44 states are among more than 500 worldwide, all controlled by Beijing through its Ministry of Education, NBC reports. China typically invests $100,000 to $200,000 to build a center and then another $100,000 or so per year to operate it. At least 10 U.S. schools have decided to close their Confucius Institutes. An institute in the Canadian province of New Brunswick has been ordered to close, and British lawmakers have called for halting any new ones in the United Kingdom, according to NBC. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau and other law enforcement agencies are watching warily. By the numbers. Farm crisis. $1,500. Amount by which median U.S. farm income is down. 60% of America's soybean acres planted in the highest soybean-producing states as of June. About 30% less than normal. 83% of America's corn crop planted in highest corn-producing states as of June. Should be near 100%. Entertainment, the most fun states. WalletHub has released its 2019 ranking of the most fun states in America. As USA Today reports, the ranking uses 26 weighted metrics related to entertainment, recreation, and nightlife, including criteria such as the number of restaurants and attractions per capita, as well as average cost for entertainment. The top five most fun states are California, Florida, New York, Washington, and Colorado. Meanwhile, West Virginia is ranked the least fun state. Mississippi is 49th, Delaware 48th, Rhode Island 47th, and Vermont 46th. Find out where your state ranks. WalletHub.com/edu/most-fun-states/34665. Centennial, Post 139, Springdale, Arkansas. Among the photographs on Billy Johnson Post 139's history page is a snapshot of the Post's sponsored 1967 Boys State and Girls State attendees above, as well as pictures of Post 139's student delegates in 2018, representing their schools. Share your post's legacy. Upload stories, photos, and videos of your American Legion post's history. Legion.org/centennial. Education. My GI Bill, Veterans and Education by Valerie Hefner. VA Benefits and ROTC Scholarships. Question. I transferred my post-9/11 Chapter 33 benefits to my daughter. She is attending a university and has been awarded a full ROTC scholarship. The scholarship must be applied toward tuition only. Is it possible for my daughter to receive this and collect Chapter 33 benefits at the same time? Answer. Yes, your daughter may receive the ROTC scholarship and collect Chapter 33 benefits at the same time. Since the scholarship must be applied toward tuition, the school will deduct the scholarship funding from the tuition and fees when it certifies her benefits to VA. She will collect a monthly housing allowance, BAH, and book stipend based on the number of hours certified. The only beneficiaries barred from receiving an ROTC scholarship and VA educational assistance simultaneously are those collecting under the Montgomery GI Bill Selected Reserve Program, Chapter 1606. Valerie Hefner is a Marine Corps veteran and member of American Legion Post 27 in Apache Junction, Arizona. Ask Valerie at legion.org. Veteran Support. Suicide Prevention, What VA Wants You to Know. A Q&A with Dr. Matthew Miller, VA's Acting Executive Director for Suicide Prevention. VA recently shared with American Legion members the National Strategy for Preventing Veteran Suicide. What is the strategy's role in VA's suicide prevention program? The National Strategy for Preventing Veteran Suicide provides a framework to prevent suicide among veterans through a public health approach with an emphasis on community-based engagement. At its core, the public health approach is about ensuring suicide prevention is a part of every aspect of veterans' lives, not just their interactions with VA. To save lives, VA needs the support of partners across sectors. We need to ensure that multiple systems work in a coordinated way to reach veterans wherever they live, work, and thrive. One example of this all-hands-on-deck approach is the recently signed Executive Order 13861, the President's Roadmap to Empower Veterans and End a National Tragedy of Suicide, prevents. Executive Order focuses on improving veterans' quality of life and developing a national public health roadmap to lower the veteran suicide rate using a whole government approach and integrating public and private entities to work across the nation. Is it true that 20 veteran lives are lost to suicide each day? In 2016, we lost 6,010 veterans to suicide. Every one of those deaths was one too many. Although the 20 per day statistic is often used, it provides only a partial picture of the suicide data VA tracks. It also represents suicide among all who have served, including current service members. Data about how many veterans die by suicide does not capture the experiences of the vast majority of the 20 million veterans who are thriving members of our communities. Suicide is preventable, and treatment works. Responsibly storing firearms, safely disposing of old medications, and encouraging people to seek help when they are going through an emotional crisis can save lives. What should Legionnaires know about Suicide Prevention Month? Although VA and our partners work year-round to prevent veteran suicide, Suicide Prevention Month is a national effort every September dedicated to raising suicide prevention awareness. This year, VA will expand its hashtag BeThere campaign, empowering communities to raise awareness about mental health and suicide prevention, and to make sure veterans and their families know about the resources available to them. Understanding how to support a veteran is the first step in suicide prevention. So we want to create champions who will answer the call to hashtag be there. Simple actions such as inviting them to meet for coffee can help them feel less alone. There are things everyone can do to create supportive communities for veterans. Add the Veterans Crisis Line number to your phone contacts. The Crisis Line connects veterans and their families and friends with qualified, caring VA responders. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for veterans. Text to 838-255 or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net to receive confidential crisis intervention and support available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Make a pledge to be there for veterans today and every day. Add the hashtag BeThere campaign hashtag, logo, and web page to your email signature block. Download the Suicide Prevention Month Toolkit. Visit BeThereForVeterans.com to download Suicide Prevention Month resources and share them throughout the month through your website, social media, email blasts, and employee newsletters. Read the full article at legion.org/magazine. Membership. New posts. Hot Springs Centennial Post 2020, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Chartered June 28th. 15 members. Ryan D. Jopik, Camp Association Legion Post 1925, Lake Tomahawk, Wisconsin. Chartered June 27th. 17 members. Post 100, Eagle River, Alaska. Chartered June 26th, 19 members. Post 2020, South Arlington Heights, Illinois. Chartered June 25th, 15 members. Post 1919, Lincoln, Nebraska. Chartered June 24th, 12 members. Black Veterans of All Armed Forces, Post 715, Pittsburgh. Chartered June 13th, 15 members. Cecil C. Hinton, Post 615, Fresno, California, chartered June 13th, 14 members. DeSoto Correctional Institution, Post 413, Arcadia, Florida, chartered June 4th, 20 members. Post 622, Dallas, chartered June 4th, 15 members. Post 1601, Sanger, California, chartered May 22nd, 15 members. Pine Oaks, Oak Springs, Post 146, Oak Springs, Arizona, chartered May 22nd, 14 members. Centennial Post 284, San Antonio, chartered May 22nd, 15 members. Post 10, South El Monte, California, chartered May 9th, 17 members. Fort Stevenson, Post 608, Fremont, Ohio, chartered April 17th, 25 members. First Sergeant Nick D. Bacon, Post 2019, North Little Rock, Arkansas, chartered March 28th, 17 members. Post 327, Livingston, Texas, chartered March 28th, 15 members. Centennial Post 2019, Denver, chartered March 28th, 21 members. Northeast Jefferson County, Post 205, Trussville, Alabama, chartered March 12th, 15 members. Personal Finance. Focus on Finances. J.J. Montanaro. Four things you may not know about VA loans. Homeownership has long been part of the American dream. For veterans, the VA Guaranteed Home Loan provides a means to make that dream a reality. About 3 years ago, it was my own family weighing whether to use a VA loan for our new house. We did. This month, it was a conversation with a coworker and military spouse who, because of a recent divorce, was disappointed that she is no longer eligible for one. Even if you're familiar with VA home loans, here are four facts that may surprise you. A down payment may be required. The fact that there's no requirement for a down payment and no private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premium is probably a VA loan's biggest draw. However, in 2019, If you're purchasing a home for more than $484,350 or more in certain counties, you may be required to make a down payment of 25% of the excess above that figure. VA home loans are attractive in a rising rate environment. Your VA lender may allow another buyer to step in and assume your loan, a particularly nice feature if interest rates rise. The terms of the loan could be a lot more favorable for the buyer, and the cost of the transaction could be substantially less. There are liability and VA loan entitlement issues to be aware of, so you'll want to research the ramifications with your lender. These home loans are quick and competitive. Really, it's common for veterans to be concerned about these two issues, but you need not worry. Today, the VA's automated system facilitates the process from beginning to end. Typically, you can close your loan in just a few weeks. According to the loan processing firm Ellie Mae, VA purchase loans took 4 to 5 days longer than conventional loans during the early months of 2019. From an interest rate standpoint, VA loans are typically lower than conventional loans with the same terms. You can use it more than once, and maybe more than once at a time. Yes, you can use a VA loan more than once. If you've paid off the previous loan, all of your entitlement is restored, and you're eligible to use another VA loan. One note, subsequent use may require an increased VA funding fee. If you have a VA loan but decide to rent your home when you relocate to a new primary residence, you may be able to use another VA loan to buy your new residence and have two VA loans simultaneously. This can be a bit complex, but if the numbers work, it can be done. Visit va.gov to learn all the details. Buying a home is a big decision, so your first task is to ensure it makes sense given your personal circumstances. However, if you're buying, a VA loan is worth a look. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Submit questions for him online. Legion.org/USAA/focus on finances. By the numbers, America's self-assessment. 58% of Americans who believe the United States rates vary or somewhat favorably in the world's eyes, the highest level since 2003. 80% of Republicans who believe the United States rates vary or somewhat favorably in the world's eyes. 36% of Democrats who believe the United States rates vary or somewhat favorably in the world's eyes. 58% of independents who believe the United States rates vary or somewhat favorably in the world's eyes. Verbatim, proud of our army, modern and innovative. French President Emmanuel Macron, tweeting a video of French inventor Frankie Zapata circling over the Champs-Élysées on a jet-powered aerial vehicle during a Bastille Day parade July 14th. France's armed forces have expressed interest in using Zapata's Flyboard Air, including as an assault device.